I'm Reginald George, and tonight we're talking about the magic, Jack. I've already said a couple of things.
What is it?
You already know this is... that the magic, Jack, is a telephone alternative. It is a voice over internet protocol telephone alternative, VOIP. And what it will let you do, I'll just hold it up in the air so Echo can see it, since you guys already have. Mm-hmm. When you order it in the mail, this is all you get. All the software is on the device. It doesn't put anything into the registry of your computer. You plug this into your computer. It's meant to plug in one phone.
So you have to plug it in and then the phone into it?
Yes. You can plug a cordless phone into it, or an answering machine, or a fax machine. They say they don't really support faxing, but it might work. However, I know a lot of people that are using this as their only telephone.
Wow.
And just having incoming calls go to their cell phone. The way I have it set up at my house, I disconnected the line to the pole because we don't have a regular landline telephone there. We don't want to pay the bill. And this is $20 for this device or $20 a year. I understand now that you can pay $50 and get 5 years of service.
Oh, wow.
For that $50 for 5 years of service, $10 a year, what you get is a telephone line that supports enhanced 911. They take your physical address and everything, and you can go back later and fill that out. There's a website that you can go to that's your portal where you can change your information. You get free voicemail. You get a telephone number. You get a caller ID that works. Now, right now, they didn't have any telephone numbers in the Kansas City area, so the number I got was in St. Charles, or Kirkwood, Missouri, actually, but it shows up St. Charles. And a friend of mine just signed up with them, and she also decided to take a number in the 314 area code, because that's as close as we could get to Kansas City. It still says Kansas City pending. They do add numbers all the time, but I got this back in November, December, and we still don't have a number for here yet, so I don't know if we're going to get any 816 numbers or not. Personally, I didn't care because I want to use it mostly for outgoing calls just to save minutes on my cell phone, and because it does offer you free long distance all over the United States and Canada as well. And that's the real beauty of this thing is for someone who travels. They can take this with them to a computer in Bombay, India, if it's an internet hotspot or most public computers. It doesn't seem to really have trouble with the router firewalls or anything. We're going to get to test that out tonight here on the Campfire Network. And you can plug this in and plug your telephone into it in your hotel room, and all of a sudden you can make local United States calls to your friends and family, and they can call you on your regular telephone number for free.
Woohoo!
So,
that's pretty
cool. Yeah,
that's nice.
Wow.
That is the...
So if I took it to Harrisonville and we don't have phone service out there, would I plug it in outside or the main line that comes into the house? How does that work?
You said you would just plug a phone into it, like a cordless
phone.
There's
like a clip jack to put a jack.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Okay. Now, if you don't have land service out there, you could do like I did and actually run it to the wall. I think I finally discovered why they don't tell you to do that. I don't think this thing puts out enough voltage to support the ringers of more than one telephone hooked to it at a time. Now, I don't have mine ring. I went to the website and told it to forward all calls to that number to my cell phone, and that's my workaround, because I don't like the way the call waiting works, and I just didn't really care about getting calls on it and giving people out the number. So, yeah, if people call that number, it automatically gets forwarded to my cell phone. but if you need that thing to ring, I'll have to actually test it. But I've got it hooked to the wall, so I've got outgoing service on all the phone jacks in the house, but I have a feeling it might not be able to ring the telephones. But it works fine if you have one phone hooked to it. I think certain phones it may have a problem with trying to get them to ring, certain cordless phones, or it's like a delayed ring.
I love those little, I don't know, forbid it, those little ones you plug in, the electric outlet phones.
Mm-hmm. So there's some little technological quirks to it. I like it that it gives you a regular Ma Bell type dial tone. You guys will get to hear that in a minute. We'll pass the cordless phone around here and make a call, assuming that it works. So all the software comes on the device. Like I said, it doesn't really put anything in the registry. It just puts a magic jack icon on the desktop. It takes about 2 minutes to set up. The first time you set it up, you do have to go through some registration screens in there. Kind of quirky as well. I've never seen where you actually had drop-down boxes for north, northeast, northwest for your street address.
That's weird.
And then you've got a drop-down box to pick, like, street, avenue, road,
oh, wow.
Boulevard, you know. And you can tab through, but I was able to get through the registration without sighted help, but it took a little bit of doing. And it does put a little software phone on your computer where you can store your contacts and where it remembers where you've called and so on.
Wow.
That's accessible.
And they say that they can pop up ads. I've never seen any. If it is popping up ads, the screen readers ignore them, which is nice. I put it in auto sizer and told it to minimize it and always keep it out of the way. That's a free little program that you can get to control, make your Outlook or Internet Explorer or Word documents always come up full screen that runs in the background. And I told auto sizer to always make this program minimize so that it wouldn't get in the way of my work when it rang or when I was making phone calls because the little window pops up. That's no big deal. You just alt-tab or close it and get it out of the way. But it didn't cry about being minimized or anything. It still went ahead and dialed as normal. But I wouldn't use the soft phone application, the little program that runs on your computer, to store your phone numbers and stuff. And that's because some of the buttons just say button, and it's not a very accessible interface. But you don't get it for that. You're getting it so that you can make calls with your regular telephone, and that is very easy. All you do is dial the area code and the number on your phone, and it rings, and you're connected. Cool. So that's enough preview without all that explanation. And I haven't installed this on Vista, so we're going to plug this into Andrea's computer here. This beautiful little Sony laptop. They should be paying us for advertising for them. And then we'll see what happens.
The network?
You mean the internet? Mm-hmm. All I need is the internet.
Okay.
Context menu. So wireless
make sure it's working.
It was earlier, but I can't
open
remember.
Office document. Windows program. Setting. Search. Open. Run. Log off. Shut down. No. Open office document.
Oh, we don't have it on the start.
Leaving menu. Windows app. Desktop. Internet Explorer. Enter. 100%. Google Windows Internet Explorer.
Yeah,
Google Search Edit. Press Enter for more info.
Now let's see what's on Woot, since we've been talking about it. Woot.com, the deal of the moment.
OD. Address edit combo. Www. Period. WOOT. Period. COM. Enter. Woot 1 day. 1 deal is at 1%. Frame 5. Gets Woot.
1 day. 1 deal.
Link. Woot 1 day. 1 pie. Are you new?
No.
Tap. Start your link. Tap. Skip straight to the product. Same page link. Enter. Skip straight to the product. Same page link. Page has 5 frames. 10 headings and 65 links. Heading level 3. Maverick World Alarm Clock. Calendar and thermometer. $3.99 plus $5 shipping. Definition 3.
Wow. It's a clock, calendar, thermometer for $4.
22%.
We could keep tabs on it. You could minimize it and then refresh the window. And who knows, it might be on to something else next. Today's the Woot off.
What?
Woot,
do you just
Woot.
Type in your account number? Let's say you see something you really like. Do you just automatically?
There's a link right below it that says, I want one!
Oh, cool.
And you click on it.
Okay.
Is it like buy it now? Like or click on Amazon?
Yes, and actually, you click I want one. And then if you choose from how you're going to pay for it, one of the links, or one of the, excuse me, it's a combo box, and it says, I want to use PayPal. And the very first time I used PayPal, I went to PayPal, 35% typed in the password, and all that kind of stuff. And tonight when I purchased and said, I want to use PayPal, it happened. I didn't have to even go and do any of that.
Oh, do you have to use PayPal, or can you just use...
No, you can use a credit card or anything.
Oh, okay.
And I think once it's set up, it's set up.
That's kind of scary.
Oh, okay, so like if you want multiple items, it just saves your card number, and then you just say, I want one, and then it just...
Especially after you've first done it.
I'm going to go over to Andrea's house, and I'm going to start saying I want one on about 25 items.
I'm going to pass around these cookies.
So what is the website?
WOOT.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back to work, boys and girls. We're going to plug this in and see what it does.
Installing device driver software. Click here for status.
Cookie.
I think I have a better plan.
There's a cordless phone over here that's not the same as like the... It's not a cordless, it's a regular speaker phone. No, I don't think I can do that. It's a network cable.
Well, let's see if it's in the tray.
Windows F, desktop, tab, start button, tab, tab, system tray, installing device driver software button.
Still appears to be installing.
Well, good. At least Jaws stayed over there.
Yep, and now we just got another USB ding. Did you hear that, Jim?
Yep.
Your devices are ready to use. Device driver software installed successfully.
Okay. That means that it is not working properly. Because that's not a Marbell-type dial tone. Okay, folks. It's not here. There's no icon on the desktop. It says it's ready to use, but I'm not seeing it on the tray. So now, I think somewhere in the troubleshooting, I might have read, if it doesn't work the first time, unplug it and plug it in again.
Okay.
That's what I do.
I just couldn't unhook it very easily, so I just brought this. Okay. I get nervous with these things, and that's why I left it unplugged for so long, but I'm going to plug it in again. Now that it's loaded the drivers, we'll see if it can install some software from itself. I do think that was probably the issue. Maybe I should put the screen echo on all.
All.
Magic Jack is there now?
I like it. CD drive 8, Magic Jack Vista only G.
Magic Jack Vista only.
Enter.
So I hit enter on it.
Where was that? In the system?
CD drive H.
In my Magic Jack Vista only. No, I went into my computer.
Oh, so it actually sees Magic Jack as a drive?
Now I hear the... Yeah, it does, but you hit enter on it, and then
CD drive H. Data Campfire Server N. Apps Campfire Server 2. Users Campfire Bluetooth Information Exchanger. Folder View List View. CD drive H. 6 of 10. Data Campfire Server.
Now on XP, it puts two drives. It actually takes two drive letters.
Oh, wow.
Like a U3.
But you can't access any files on it. Well, you can see a couple of files on one drive, but you're not really supposed to. It's not supposed to be writable.
CD drive H. Magic Jack Vista only G.
I hear this fan on the laptop going faster and faster. I'm not sure what that means either.
If it spawns two drive letters.
Boss? Oh, no, Mike's there.
DVDRW.
I think.
There.
Dialogue. Error state description. Dot, dot, dot.
Hey.
Hi.
I think so.
Title is Tiger Jet Voyage W, interface demo 13.03. Tiger Jet Voyage W, interface demo 13.03. Dialogue. Clear button. Magic Jack dialogue. Edit.
A window just came up.
You want a piece of pizza? I know, darling.
It's not broken.
So, it didn't seem like anything was happening. There was nothing on the tray, Jim.
Yeah.
Nothing to alt-tab to or anything. And now, it's been installing software this whole time, and now it's just about ready to go.
Magic Jack dialog. Edit. Dial button. Anchor button. 1 button. 2 button. 3 button. 4 button. 5 button. 6 button. 7 button. 8 button. 9 button. 0 button. Star button. Number button. Minimize button. V button. Open URL button. MWI button. F0 button. Press. M1 button. M2 button. F0 button. F1 button. F2 button. Menu button. List 2. List view. 0 items. Records. Header bar. 1 of 1. List 1. List view. Not selected. 860. 277. 99. 02. 860. 277. 99. 02.
Okay. Apparently it popped up in the softphone window now, so it's all up and ready to go. And
where did
the phone numbers that I've dialed in the past or that I actually put into the softphone, it has remembered, even on this computer. And let's see. Are page up and page down, Andrea, on this laptop? Where are they?
Oh, gosh. Up along that. Oh, they're the arrow keys.
Oh, you have to hold down the function key, don't you?
Yeah.
Page up.
I wanted to do...
Faster. Slower. Slower. Slower.
A little slower with JAWS. Anyway, like I said, you can tap
dial button
through this window, and you know you've got a dial button and all the numbers.
Tap, hang a button, hang a button.
And those read dial, hang up.
Tap one button, tap two button.
So you can actually dial a number in here, I think, by typing the number and hitting Alt-D to dial or Alt-H to hang up using the soft mode on the computer.
Shift-tap, hang a button, shift-tap, dial button. Shift tap edit.
And I did want to show you guys this.
Shift tap menu button.
There's a menu button.
Shift tap F2 button. Shift tap F1 button. Shift tap F0 button.
So you got F0, F1, and F2.
Shift tap M2 button. M2 button.
I'm not sure what those
Shift
do.
Shift tap M1 button. Shift tap MWI button.
And an MWI button.
Shift tap open URL button. Shift tap V button.
Now, why would you want to open a URL?
Down that way.
And then there's a V button.
Shift tap, minimize button.
Maybe that's voicemail. Okay, so I'm just going to hit space on the minimize button for now. We're not going to worry about that.
Space.
On the
computer, folder, view, list, view, DVDRW, drive F4,
so now it's down on the tray, it's out of the way, we don't care about it anymore, but it's going to pop up when I turn on the speakerphone, I'm sure.
Magic Jack dialogue, edit.
Now it's a regular phone number. Phone dial tone.
Sweet.
So I'll dial 800-555-TELL.
Yeah.
That's assuming I can dial on Andrea's phone.
You don't need the one on here like cell phones, right?
No, you just dial the area code and the number.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
Menu. Business search. Stock quotes. News search. I didn't get that. Please say one of our categories, or say... Okay, news center.
So it took the touch tones.
Top stories. Say stop to interrupt this report. Here's your national news update for Thursday, March 27th. An Army contract employee died following multiple rocket attacks on Baghdad's Green Zone. Diplomatic and government compound suffered serious injuries in the attack. State Department spokesman Sean McCormack blamed the rocket strike, which had hit almost daily this week, on quote extremist criminal elements. If you're planning to fly on either American Airlines or Delta Airlines, you might call the airport first. American canceled 132 flights system-wide today for aircraft inspections following the airline's decision to cancel 318 flights yesterday.
Good
Delta
grief.
Has canceled about 275 flights to do a voluntary reinspection and a wiring on some planes, causing some delays at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. An American Airlines spokesman said its flight schedule should return to normal by tomorrow. Land and sea travelers coming into the U.S. will have to present a passport or other approved document with proof of citizenship and identity in June 2009. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative is an important step forward in securing the nation. Chertoff adds that limiting and standardizing the types of documents presented will result in a more secure and efficient border and will decrease identity theft and fraud.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
That's enough of that. There was a... Normally, it doesn't break up like that, and we are accessing the network wirelessly, correct, Andrea?
Yes.
What kind of reception were you getting down here? Did you go and look at the meter?
No, I had no.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to ask you about. Now, would you say, and you, if you've used Skype, you know that it's far from perfect. I mean, it's pretty incredible, but obviously there is some network congestion and breakups, and it's not perfect. Now, would you think or maybe suggest that this is a bit more reliable or maybe better sound quality than Skype? Or how would you?
I don't know that it's better sound quality since you're using regular phones. If you use it with your PC headset, I would like to think it would be every bit as good. I do think it's more robust, partly because there just aren't that many people on it yet, but also because Skype is peer-to-peer.
True enough.
And this is a dedicated phone network. The phone company phone companies do not like these guys. They were written up in the Wall Street Journal. They've got infomercials on TV. I mean, they are selling this thing to the mass market. It is supposed to be simple enough for, you know, Al Bundy to take this thing home on his computer and plug it in.
All right.
So,
well, I mean, you had it up and running in 2 minutes. I mean, without a glitch, really, just a small...
Well, there wouldn't have been a glitch. There was probably an hourglass, or there could have been a please wait or something on the screen that I wasn't seeing.
And as patient as we always all are, you
know. Yeah, we're like, you know.
Exactly.
It said 2 minutes. I think it might have taken a little longer, but it did go right in. There's just a lot of interesting ramifications to this. I mean, to me, to have the idea of having, I mean, even Skype is if you take the incoming and outgoing service with them, it's about $100 a year.
Right.
If you take the big plan with this, it's $10 a year.
Yeah.
For free, you know, long distance, assuming that the company stays around and nobody knows that. I'm sure the government would love to regulate them as a regular telephone company, because that's what they're advertising themselves as, is a landline alternative. But the fact that you can put in your physical address and it will send information to enhance 911, and that when you call somebody, your number actually does show up, be it local to wherever it is, and you can get caller ID information as well. It'll speak, you know, with JAWS when
now,
somebody calls you, the number of the person that's calling, or the name if they're in your contact list. Or you could easily set up a frame if it doesn't do it all the time, but you can look. And Skype won't do that.
No, it won't. A big consideration with Skype is that you can never get localized 911 ever. And also, even if you have a Skype-in number, it won't show up when you call someone on their caller ID. It'll show up as like 00000123. So
a lot of people won't answer, and you're screened out of a lot of systems because of that. And this kind of gets around all that. And like you said, if you unhook your line from your junction box of your house and to the pole and plug this thing directly into a wall jack, all the phones in your house, at least from the outgoing side, just fine.
Update not 32 dialog. Incorrect username or password. Okay button.
Of course, the disadvantage to this is simply that you do have to leave the computer on if you're going to use it as like a main home phone service. But if that's all you got and you don't want to pay for a landline and you mostly want it for outgoing calls, then it's a great thing.
Yeah, I'm getting one of these tonight. See, now that I mean, you have to have it.
This phone here was purchased from Tarjay.
I'm going to go to the website now.
It's made by VTech, actually.
Okay.
It is clearer than nice. Skype.
A
little bit.
This harkens me back to the last Jack that I was in love with. It was a game called You Don't Know Jack.
You know what? I used to play that on the Macintosh way in the late 90s. System 6.
Yeah. It was like being in a game show.
I remember that. I visited Jim down at the Low Vision Library.
And there were only very few parts of the game that we couldn't play. Like the thing at the very end of the game where you had to match the words.
But really
you could answer all the questions. It was a trivia game, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was.
And I have all those discs, Jim, and you can make them run under XP.
That is awesome. Internet Explorer.
So we're going to go to the MagicJack.com site and listen to a little of their ad.
www.magicjack.com, enter, 27%. Magic Jack official Omovich, 100%.
You make a lot of phone calls from your home phone, you know the monthly bill can add up fast. But how would you like to eliminate your local and long-distance bills? That's right, never get another monthly phone bill again.
I love
your sides. Jim Donovan shows you how.
Is the cost of your monthly phone bill enough to make your head spin and your ears ring? It was from Mel Neselski.
Hello.
His daughter, Catherine, attends Northwestern University in Chicago. They talk about once a day.
I was studying last night.
It was okay. A lot of work.
Mel's long-distance calls were costing around $25 a month. Now they are free.
I could save $300 or so a year, and potentially much more.
How? With a little magic. Magic Jack, that is. A small device that allows you to call anywhere in the United States and Canada and never get a bill. Simply plug Magic Jack into the USB port of your computer. Then plug any landline phone into Magic Jack and make calls like you normally would. All you need is a computer with a broadband connection.
It's plug and play.
Magic Jack was invented by Philadelphia native Dan Borislow.
The Jack is $40 for the first time. That includes your first year free local and long distance, and then it's $20 a year thereafter.
And that's all you pay. There are no monthly phone bills. And because you talk on your phone, not through your computer like some other internet-based phone services, Mel says the sound quality has been great.
It's clear. There are no delays. It's true.
We booked everything for the ski trip, did I tell you that?
And Catherine likes the fact that she doesn't have to use up her cell phone minutes.
Before, we kind of had to, like, wait around till after 9 to use our free minutes.
Magic Jack includes features like call waiting, call forwarding, voicemail, and enhanced 911 service at no additional cost. Based on her dad's experience, Catherine can't wait to get one for herself and use it with friends.
The idea that I would actually get to talk with them on a regular basis is really nice. I'm probably going to do it.
Now, even local schools are jumping on the Magic Jack bandwagon. Widener University in Delaware County gave them all freshmen this year. Right now, the device works with a PC, but beginning in December, December 1st, it will be compatible with a Mac. For more information on Magic Jack, head to CBS3.com, click on 3 on your side.
Well, sounds great. Now, could I work on my computer and make a phone call at the same time with this?
It doesn't affect accuracy at all.
Great
little device, save a lot of money.
$32.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. You're welcome.
I've got to go to the customer service site. The only way I know to stop it is to get off this page, unless Jim has a trick for me. There we go. Go to customer care. There's a self portal where you can go in and check or uncheck having your calls forwarded to another number. I think it would be very neat if it was set up in such a way that as soon as you plug the unit in, it would unforward your phone number.
Oh, that'd be, yeah.
That would be cool.
Maybe that'll come in an update. I don't know. Sometimes I've noticed the audio is a little loud. You can adjust the handset volume from the system tray. Unfortunately, the sliders, that screen is not accessible. Just the slider 1, slider 2, and you do the arrows and nothing happens. The other thing that I found interesting that I need to test a little bit more thoroughly with somebody was the call waiting could get somebody in a whole lot of trouble. You know.
Have you tried it lately? Really?
You could be talking to... No, I haven't.
Okay.
But you could be talking to your husband, for example, and your boyfriend would call, and you'd say, wait a minute, honey, while I get that bozo off the line. Well, the husband's not going to hear the boyfriend, but he's going to hear you telling the boyfriend, wait a minute, while I get the other person off the line.
Oh, okay.
And then you find yourself sleeping in a cardboard box under a South Street bridge. However, I believe that you can hit star a couple of times and put the person on hold before you switch over to call waiting, and eliminate that problem. But that's just something I haven't had a chance to play with a whole lot. The other interesting thing about it is it does support three-way calling, but tell me who's going to three-way call this way. Under the frequently asked questions, it says if you're going to do three-way calling, both of the calls have to be incoming.
Okay.
And then you can hit star pound and connect the calls together.
Okay.
So you tell both people to call you, I guess, and then you can have a conference that way.
That's totally weird. So, that's yeah, because
Now, what about the voicemail situation?
The voicemail is actually pretty nice. You call your own number, hit star, and then I think the first time your password's like 0000, and then it lets you set up your voicemail, and then I think it takes pretty much unlimited messages and keeps them there for you forever, as far as I could tell.
Wow.
Again, something that somebody needs
to... Do you get a breaking dial tone? Like, do you know if you have messages or
yes,
do you just have to call it?
You do get a breaking dial tone, stutter tone.
If I have an answering machine at my house, I never look at it.
So, fascinating. So, no outgoing three-way calling. It has to be incoming.
And you can switch to handset or switch to computer headset. Let's look really quickly at the options from the system tray icon, because that's about the only thing I ever use.
Select the system tray icon dial. 2, 3, 6, LAN 7, 4.
Must have hit the touchpad or something. Let's try that again.
7:07 p.m.
I don't care.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box Magic Jack 107.
Okay, got Magic Jack, so before I hit anything, I'll hold my breath and hit tab.
Tab, right single click button, space. Context menu, switch to headset.
So you see that?
Help.
Yes. And now you're arrowing down.
Yep.
Volume / headset control ...
Thank you. You have to translate. I don't multitask real well. So there's the volume headset control, and that's the screen that's not accessible that just says slider 1, slider 2.
Download Outlook added ...
Download Outlook added, so I guess you can call make calls through Microsoft Outlook.
Cool. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
There is no affiliate program for this at this point, but I'm wondering if there are... If there will be someday, and
volume / headset control ...
I think they're really pitching this for businesses as a way to get them to cut down on their phone costs.
Download Outlook added ... Do not disturb.
So
okay.
You can set it on that if you don't want your phone to
add
ring.
Contacts ...
Add contacts, and that's
to the soft phone then.
That looks new. I don't know that I've seen that before under XP.
Advanced user sub menu.
Then on the Advanced Users submenu,
restart.
I right arrowed and I got restart.
Minimize the tray. Google ... 411 directory ... MagicJack.com ...
So you can hit enter on those and it'll pop open those websites.
Restart.
And that's the whole Advanced menu.
Advanced Terms of Service ...
How'd you get back left?
Now, I left arrowed and now I'm down on Terms of Service. The only interesting thing, I did read the entire Terms of Service and, they said that they can use something about the locations of the numbers you call to kind of target ads.
Oh, when you go
like
online
that.
Or whatever?
Well, I think it can pop up ads, like visual ads, while you're talking on the phone.
Ah.
You know, that they might get some revenue stream from that.
Switch to headset. Terms of ads do not disturb.
So I'll go up here to help.
Download Outlook. Volumes. Help.
And hit enter.
Enter. Limit menus 55%.
That was
the page cannot be found
100%.
The page cannot land. Heading level 1. The page cannot.
And it brought it up in Internet Explorer. They need to update that. Oh boy. And I don't think if it's like you can call up and find a human. I don't even know how well they answer email.
Yeah.
But when I hit enter on help,
F5.
It's definitely a dead web page. But you can. There is help and an FAQ. From customer service, if you go there yourself, they must have just moved it, but I think they need to update their software.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, that's about, I've exhausted this, unless you guys have questions.
So, 411, have you tried dialing any directory assistance numbers, local or long distance?
I've tried Goog 411 and...
Do they work?
800-FREE-411, they work.
How about your area code plus 555?
I've ordered a pizza... Off of it.
Yeah.
Area code plus 555.
Yeah, 121, you know, the old style directory assistance that now it costs quite a bit of money. I'm just wondering if it would be blocked out or what.
Hmm.
What should we try?
Try it, Andrea.
What do we try?
Magic Jack dialogue.
555?
Yeah,
1
area code, like somewhere in the
Yeah.
How do you do it?
314.
Tell me.
Well, you normally wouldn't want to do it.
I did 417.
Directory assistance for what city?
Lebanon, Missouri.
For what state?
Missouri.
For what listing?
James Wiseman.
One moment, we'll be right with you.
We're going to get James on the phone.
Hello, and thank you. How do you spell Wiseman, please?
W-I-S-E-M-A-N.
Mike Wiseman, sorry about that. Thank
That's
you.
Okay.
Here's James' number. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you for using Quest. The number is area code.
I think it's maybe $1.50.
How do you do it?
Long distance call.
Area code. And
I mean, you know, I'm director assistant.
Well, yeah.
Well,
exactly. Yeah.
Well, since the 60s, you've been able to now, area code plus 5551212. It used to be free. Well, in the 90s, they made it down to where it's $1.50 a call or whatever. So now, we just saved $1.50.
Right.
that is huge without the advertising.
You're not supposed to be able to do those on cell phones or anything
and,
either.
And though, you right? cannot do that. Well, you're exactly right. And you can't do that from Skype. It doesn't work from Skype.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought Skype was free.
You can leave this in the demonstration, Jim. And Andrea, if I get an email about an unauthorized call on my Magic Jack, I'm sending it to you.
I'll turn it into expenses for campfire.
That's outstanding, though. Huge.
Do you think it would really wouldn't happen, right? I mean,
I wouldn't think so. They said never a bill, and they don't have any way to bill you for that. I don't. As far as I know.
I got 417-555-1212.
Well, I think you can buy overseas credit at very low rates to call outside of the United States and Canada. I think.
Yeah, there was something on their website about this would be great if you traveled overseas. If you paid the, you could dial local numbers. But mm-hmm. just dial home and your family could call you.
All right. Well, I'd like to take about 10 minutes, if I could, and demonstrate the other thing that I've been obsessed with and very interested in lately. It's almost worth a meeting in itself. We can do this or not. It's up to you guys. It's this internet radio station called Django.com, Jango. Jim, have you looked at it yet?
Oh, absolutely, yes. and my only comment, if I may make only one, is the lack of... the lack of classical music on
Yes, I find that fascinating myself, and when I get a chance to write to them about that, maybe they're going to grow their genres.
But I think, can't you log on and, how do they get all their stuff? I mean, are they getting that stuff from users that post? Or?
Oh, no. It's streaming. You're not downloading any. You're streaming it. There are a number of similar services, this just happens to be by far the most accessible.
I'm glad that this is the first time this computer has been to this website, because I've gone to it off of two different computers, and I have hit the button on each or enter on the different graphics of the different kinds of music, and I think it starts with rap every time, and it just makes me nuts. I'm like, why do they pick that?
All right. This site is worth a look for anybody, because it gives you very much like total control over the music that you listen to. It's still free. There's no commercials. I can't imagine it's going to stay this way, but it really works too well. Once you've started a custom station on the site, every time you go back there, it instantly starts playing your station. And there's a drop-down box, a combo box. It's the only one on the page. You can hit C and jump directly to the stations that you've created. Hit space to put it in forms mode and switch stations on the fly like that. They have there's stations there that they've created for you, or that other users have created that you can tune into. But the fun of it... especially just discovering it for the first time is going to the edit box at the very top of the page, typing in an artist, and hitting play or just hitting enter, which is the next tab, and it starts playing music from that artist right away.
Wow.
So let's just try this.
http://www.jango.com. Django free music internet radio that plays what you want. Listen to music online radio stations. 18%. 99%. Enter any artist and click play edit.
That's the box at the top of the page where it lands. Okay, so now we're on the enter artist.
Space.
Somebody
Aloha.
Give me an artist. Somebody they want to hear.
John Denver.
J-O-H-N space D-E-N-V-E-R.
For Emily.
Enter forms mode off 1%. Django social internet rate content.
How is that for instant radio gratification?
Unbelievable. And it'll
keep the best. So now I'm going to hit insert F7 if I can find it. I'm gonna hit P for the play pause
link. Same page link graphic play slash pause.
Okay, so we're paused. Now I haven't found a way, and Jim, correct me if I'm wrong. Once you've gone on to the next song, then you can go back and hear a song again.
I don't think there's a way to rewind.
But it is nice that if there's something you don't like, you can skip to the next song.
I think if you could rewind it, you could record it, and that's, you know, maybe prohibitive. Not it wouldn't happen.
Right. I think you're correct.
Oh, I was going to say, you could type in that person's name again, but it may not necessarily be that song.
But let's take a look at this page, and I'll try to use H to, you know, to skip through the headings. JAWS 9 is wonderful, because if you make a change on the page, it will tell you that the frame has been updated, and you can hit H to skip through the headings. Let's listen to the headings on this page.
You just created your first custom station heading level 1.
Okay, we'll do a say all from here.
Heading level 1, you just created your first custom station that will play John Denver and similar artists. Add more artists you want to hear. Link next tip. Pick songs for your station. List of three items. Link user / 6,680,036 number. Link user / 6,680,036 number. Link user / 6,680,036 number. List and add artists to station 1 John Denver. Link rename. List of six items. Link graphic. Click to add this artist. Eagles. Link graphic. Click to add this artist. James Taylor. Link graphic. Click to add this artist. Don McLean. Link graphic. Click to add this artist. Jim Crows. Link graphic. Click to add this artist. Paul Simon. Link graphic. Click to add this artist. Jimmy Buffett. List and link more artists. Edit more.
Man, I like a lot of those.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
We should just add them all.
Paul Simon. Don McLean.
Blank.
What happened to Guns N' Roses?
Add to your station button.
Actually, you can add them.
Blank. To control songs. Remove artists and more. Go to link edit station. Blank. Heading level 2, this is your player. Blank. Click a song title to play.
So you can hit H to skip through these headings. Let's just go to the top and check out all the headings on this page. I'm not going to try to go to the top because of this darn laptop.
Heading level to edit enter artist add to your station.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
This is your player heading level 2. Sign up now heading level 1.
And when you sign up, your music keeps playing. You don't even leave the page. It just updates one of those frames with a place to put your never-spammed email address, they say. All the text is very non-wordy. It's just very to the point. It's fascinating to me.
Right at the top, yeah. You just created your first custom station.
Okay,
blank. It will add more artists you want. Blank. Link next to pick songs for your station.
Okay, so I'm going to go to this add artist box.
Edit enter artist. Space forms mode on. Edit GUNS space ANDROSES. Tap at your station button. Forms mode off. Space edit Guns N' Roses.
Now, the reason I like this, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Now you can hit H to skip through the headings here.
This is your player heading level. Sign up now heading level. Wrap into top. You just created your first blank that will play John Denver and similar artists. Three Guns N' Roses did not return results.
Oh,
I love
Guns N' Roses.
They're too controversial, I guess.
Blank into blank. Edit Guns N' Roses. Space. Forms mode.
Let's do it this
Shift
way.
Tap, tap, edit.
I'll do sticks.
S-T-Y-X.
Good choice. Good choice.
Forms mode off. Enter.
What I wanted to get to is when you have the artist search box up there and you hit search, it finds them, and then you have an about the artist link. Then you have an influences link that lists
that.
All the bands that they are that they said they were influenced by. Then you have a followers link or heading, and it lists all those bands, and you can go to those pages and add them to your station too. And then you have a band that sound like that. heading. And under that are all the bands that sound like that band. But once you hit the About That Artist heading, it gives you a whole little blurb and you can read more. It has like a read more link, but it starts telling you all about their history and how the band was formed and all this kind of stuff. And when you hit the About Artist link, you just up arrow a couple of times and you've got add artist to station or mark this artist or something like that. Several links right there. And I don't know if you can use any of the web access keys like Alt-N for next song, Jim. It's not saying them. So that maybe there aren't access keys for this web page. That's something I'd like to write to him about. Because then you could press, like, if something was bad and you didn't ever want to hear it again in your playlist and you wanted to rate it as bad, you'd just hit Alt-B and it would take you right to that button and you'd hit Enter. And then you never hear that song again.
Yeah, if you rate a song as being bad, you guys, it never plays it again.
Once you go to the Edit My Stations page, it tells you recommended artists and artists that you've added, and you can remove that artist, or you can go in and rate songs from that artist. So if you know there's a bunch of stuff from Billy Joel from the later years that you just absolutely hate that you don't ever want to hear, you can go into the Rate Songs page, and it'll tell you basically everything they've got by that person, and you can just mark them bad or good or that you want to hear it a lot when your station's on. So you have that level of control down to the individual song level of what gets played on your station while you're working. You can walk away from the computer and this thing will play for you all day long.
Yay. Yay. Get over here.